This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesman said Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. Comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. The G7 includes Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Canada, in addition to the United States. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remained without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. For many Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional governance. And they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. Lebanon's president, Michel Aoun, who accepted Diab's resignation, had previously said that explosive material was in fact stored unsafely for years at that port. He later said the investigation would also consider whether the cause was external interference as well as negligence or an accident. Many other countries have called for an investigation to see if this was, in fact, some type of attack. Find more at VOA News.